Safety Data Sheets, SDSs. A safety data sheet, SDS, is a detailed information bulletin prepared by a chemicals manufacturer or importer that provides specific information about the product. SDSs are formatted according to Globally Harmonized System, GHS, specifications. SDSs are often the best sources of detailed information about a particular material to which emergency responders have access. The sheets can be acquired from the manufacturer of the material, the supplier, the shipper, an emergency response center such as Chemtrek, or the Facility Hazard Communication Plan, Figure 24.231. SDSs are sometimes attached to shipping papers and containers. SDS sheets are used worldwide. I equals identification number, S equals proper shipping name, H equals hazard class or division, P equals packing group. Relevant sections of SDSs can be used to identify potential fire, explosion, and health hazards, as well as precautions to be taken to protect responders and the public. Per OSHA, the list below describes SDS sections. Section 1, Identification. This section identifies the chemical on the SDS as well as the recommended uses. It also provides the essential contact information of the supplier. Section 2, Hazards Identification. This section identifies the hazards of the chemical presented on the SDS and the appropriate warning information associated with those hazards. Section 3, Composition/Information on Ingredients. This section identifies the ingredients contained in the product indicated on the SDS, including impurities and stabilizing additives. This section includes information on substances, mixtures, and all chemicals where a trade secret is claimed. Section 4, First Aid Measures. This section describes the initial care that should be given by untrained responders to an individual who has been exposed to the chemical. Section 5, Fire Fighting Measures. This section provides recommendations for fighting a fire caused by the chemical. Section 6, Accidental Release Measures. This section provides recommendations on the appropriate response to spills, leaks, or releases, including containment and cleanup practices to prevent or minimize exposure to people, properties, or the environment. It may also include recommendations distinguishing between responses for large and small spills where the spill volume has a significant impact on the hazard. Section 7, Handling and Storage. This section provides guidance on the safe handling practices and conditions for safe storage of chemicals. Section 8, Exposure Controls/Personal Protection. This section indicates the exposure limits, engineering controls, and personal protective measures that can be used to minimize worker exposure. Section 9, Physical and Chemical Properties. This section identifies physical and chemical properties associated with the substance or mixture. Section 10, Stability and Reactivity. This section describes the reactivity hazards of the chemical and the chemical stability information. This section is broken into three parts: reactivity, chemical stability, and other. Section 11, Toxicological Information. This section identifies toxicological and health effects information or indicates that such data are not available. Section 12, Ecological Information. This section provides information to evaluate the environmental impact of the chemicals if it were released to the environment. Section 13, Disposal Considerations. This section provides guidance on proper disposal practices, recycling or reclamation of the chemicals or its container, and safe handling practices. To minimize exposure, refer to Section 8, Exposure Controls/Personal Protection, of the SDS. Section 14, Transport Information. This section provides guidance and classification information for shipping and transporting of hazardous chemicals by road, air, rail, or sea. Section 15, Regulatory Information. This section identifies the safety, health, and environmental regulations specific for the product that is not indicated anywhere else on the SDS. Section 16, Other Information. This section indicates when the SDS was prepared or when the last known revision was made. The SDS may also state where the changes have been made to the previous version. Other useful information also may be included here. Facility documents, the Hazard Communication Standard, HCS, requires U.S. employers to maintain chemical inventory lists, CILs, of all their hazardous substances, Figure 24.232. Because CILs usually contain information about the locations of materials within a facility, they can be useful tools in identifying containers that may have damaged or missing labels or markings, such as a label or marking made illegible because of fire damage. Several other documents and records may provide information about hazardous materials at a facility, such as the following: shipping and receiving documents, inventory records, risk management and hazardous communication plans, chemical inventory reports, known as Tier 2 reports, facility pre-plans. The Local Emergency Planning Committee, LEPC, is another potential source of information. LEPs were designed to provide a forum for emergency management agencies, responders, industry, and the public to work together to evaluate, understand, and communicate chemical hazards in the community and develop appropriate emergency plans in case these chemicals are accidentally released. These plans are called Local Emergency Response Plans, LERPs. Electronic technical resources. Technical resources and references have advanced with technology. Many common written resources and references are now available in an electronic format, for example, the ERG. Electronic resources have the added benefit of search features that allow information to be accessed in a more efficient manner than print resources. If the product has been identified, some of these resources can be used to determine precautions to be taken to protect responders and the public. Many references can also be accessed on smartphones or mobile devices. While electronic resource use is increasing, it may still be necessary to have print resources available should there be issues in accessing the electronic data. There are a variety of mobile weather applications, apps, that can be used. These provide up-to-date weather information on mobile devices. Computer-aided management of emergency operations, CAMEO. Computer-aided management of emergency operations, CAMEO, is a resource designed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. CAMEO is a system of software applications that helps emergency responders develop safe response plans. It can be used to access, store, and evaluate information critical in emergency response. Wireless Information System for Emergency Responders, WISER. The Wireless Information System for Emergency Responders, WISER, is an electronic resource that brings a wide range of information to the hazmat responder, including risk management and hazardous communication plans, chemical inventory reports, known as Tier 2 reports, facility pre-plans. The Local Emergency Planning Committee, LEPC, is another potential source of information. LEPs were designed to provide a forum for emergency management agencies, responders, industry, and the public to work together to evaluate, understand, and communicate chemical hazards in the community and develop appropriate emergency plans in case these chemicals are accidentally released. These plans are called Local Emergency Response Plans, LERPs. Electronic technical resources. Technical resources and references have advanced with technology. Many common written resources and references are now available in an electronic format, for example, the ERG. Electronic resources have the added benefit of search features that allow information to be accessed in a more efficient manner than print resources. If the product has been identified, some of these resources can be used to determine precautions to be taken to protect responders and the public. Many references can also be accessed on smartphones or mobile devices. While electronic resource use is increasing, it may still be necessary to have print resources available should there be issues in accessing the electronic data. There are a variety of mobile weather applications, apps, that can be used. These provide up-to-date weather information on mobile devices. Computer-aided management of emergency operations, CAMEO. Computer-aided management of emergency operations, CAMEO, is a resource designed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. CAMEO is a system of software applications that helps emergency responders develop safe response plans. It can be used to access, store, and evaluate information critical in emergency response. Wireless Information System for Emergency Responders, WISER. The Wireless Information System for Emergency Responders, WISER, is an electronic resource that brings a wide range of information to the hazmat responder, including chemical identification support, characteristics of chemicals and compounds, health hazard information, containment advice. WISER is available in different formats depending on the operating system. It may be downloaded free of charge. 911 Toolkit available only for Apple devices. The 911 Toolkit app provides a variety of information that may be useful for first responders. It provides information on hydraulics, water delivery, EMS, hazmat, NIMS/ICS. It also provides checklists and quizzes. Hazmat IQ Etchets based on the popular Hazmat IQ TM training course. The Hazmat IQ Etchets app provides the charts used to determine the appropriate response to chemical incidents. The app is available for Android and Apple devices. Using resources to transition to planning the incident. After identifying a hazardous material/substance, use the following sources to gather information about its physical and chemical properties. Emergency Response Guidebook, ERG. Shippers and Shipping Papers. Safety Data Sheets, SDS, available at fixed facilities where the products are stored or used. Pipeline Operators. Computer apps such as Cameo and WISER. Placards and Labels. Manufacturers' responders can use the previous sources listed to determine a product's hazards and the way it is likely to behave based on its chemical and physical properties. Additional information gathered from these sources may include potential health hazards, signs and symptoms of exposure, responsible party contact information, precautions for safe handling and control measures including PPE and spill cleanup procedures, emergency and first aid procedures.